reconvene the assembly meeting at 7:24 PM. Everyone is still here that was here for the roll call. This is item three, amendments to the agenda. Anyone have any amendments? Item four, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest for on any agenda item? Item five, consent agenda.
Should I turn on our computer first?
Yeah.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda, which is items 6A, 7A, 7B, 7C, 7D, 7E, 7F, and 13D.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough manager's report.
Should I wait a minute or shall I wait?
Sure, we can wait a minute. I haven't got mine going either.
Oh, it's taking. Okay, yeah. Go
Just a couple items. One thing, Amber's been working on the city dock projects. We've got roughly about $450,000 left on a grant that we have to spend by June 30th. And so she's got a bunch of things out right now. The other major thing out there is to do the electrical. I think on the agenda later on, there's a action item to hire Morse Engineering for the electrical. There's someone that we use quite a bit for electrical things. And because of the time crunch, between now and June 30, by the time you design it and bid it and do all those things, we're trying to get all these things out as quick as possible, so that will be an agenda item. One thing that's not on here, and I think I emailed all the assembly, but for the rest of the community, we did get a rebate from SEPA in the amount of almost $350,000. Did I shoot you down in flames there?
Spoiler alert.
So, but anyway, that's certainly a big boost, and with some of our projects on the with the electrical department, we can certainly use that money to start trying to fix things. Other than that, the governor put in $5 million for Shoemaker Bay, or for the matching grant program, and there's someone ahead of us for about 1.3. We're next with 5 million. So if you can't pay the whole thing, it keeps going down the line until it pays. The bad part that most of the tier one people are people that had projects or inherited harbors from the state, and part of that, the money they give us, we knew it wasn't enough, but part of that tier one people were that this program hopefully would be in existence down the road, that if we matched it, we could repair those harbors that we inherited, and then once you fixed them up, they would become a tier two like a new harbor. So what's going to happen if they go down the funding the way it is, there's going to be more tier two people get funded than tier one people, just the way the program works. So we're certainly gonna, there's a resolution tonight on that, and then we're also gonna lobby that. We just don't think that's quite right. So anyway, I don't know how far we'll get, but and it's kind of all the small towns, the way it worked out, Sitka and us, Valdez, and there's one other, can't remember, but smaller places, but Anchorage, Juneau, and Kodiak would all get funded. Whittier would also, but it's kind of an Anchorage port there when you get right down to it. So it's kind of, you know, and it might have just been a coincidence. You probably might have just thrown $5 million at it and said, and didn't really see all the ramifications. So we're going to certainly give our 2 cents in that, and because we think that's important, that those harbors that we inherited with kind of this understanding that we would get kind of first shot at any money that would happen. So, but other than that, there's a big list of projects going on and some other things in there, activities at the Nolan Center, the library, the light department. So anyway, that's about it, unless anybody has any questions.
Well, thank you. Borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I didn't really have anything. We do have the AML legislative session coming up, and I have you, the mayor, going, and then Assemblymember Decker was planning on attending some of the sessions, and I needed to find out if anybody else was interested in attending.
I think that position policy committee meets then, too.
Mm-hmm, probably. So I'll check and see.
I need to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Any questions, comment? Thank you.
Oh, I would just like to say that training that you had done was mm-hmm. wonderful.
It was
went
good.
Really well.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for putting it all on.
Sure.
Just for you. item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any assembly member have any reports?
I do.
Yes, go ahead.
I went to the my first Wrangell Medical Center board meeting yesterday, and sounds like things are moving along. The cash flow that everybody's been really watching is slowing down a bit, but it's normal for December to happen. However, they are going to be working with TruBridge in the next couple of weeks, because once TruBridge gets the request for payment, the payments seem to be happening, but it seems that we might have a little bit of a problem in-house getting everything coded, so they're going to actually come and help them try and put that together so that that can make things move quicker. So I think that was the big thing coming out of there. They did get a director of nursing, which is really going to help them. They're really excited about having her. So other than that, not too much going on. Oh, one other thing. They did get their application finished for the new hospital support they needed from the 4-acre group. They're applying to have them help them with the beginning parts of it, and they should know the 1st of January whether they're going to be able to get them to help with that. So I think that's something the public would like to know, too, that they're still at least moving on the idea of a new hospital.
Mayor?
Yes.
Can I ask Assemblymember Rooney about that?
Sure.
What exactly would the 4-acre group be doing to help them?
I think they're going to help with the assessment of whether it's feasible and mm-hmm. what they need, you know, what kind of a plan they're going to put together.
Mm-hmm.
That was my understanding.
Okay. Next on the agenda is filling the vacancies on various city boards and commissions. And we don't have any letters of interest, and we did have another resignation on the hospital board.
But I'm keeping that separate.
Right,
just
because
that's
that has to go out
yeah.
to be advertised. And
right.
Okay.
Okay, well, I must have spaced it away or something like that, but I don't know what I'm thinking. But the nomination for the SARA board, that over?
Yeah.
Passed the deadline, didn't we?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Go ahead.
Since we had to reschedule the meeting, we missed the deadline. I did speak with Liz, who handles the elections for that board, and she said that she would definitely be sending us another letter so we can submit a nomination for next year.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Just a follow-up question to that. I don't remember having them submit a letter to us in the past, so...
I know. I think I've seen it since I've been here once, and we did the same thing. We did a nomination, and I don't remember who was on that. Do you remember who was on that? Okay. I think it was Tim Rooney. But anyhow, but not in the past. I haven't seen it in the last couple years.
Well, and just, I don't think anyone has from Wrangell lately, because just because we submit a nomination, then they choose from a group of nominations from different communities that are within the SARA region.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't hear, they just had their board meeting. I saw the people come up and complain today, but I didn't hear who they selected.
Anything further there? Okay, item 10C, appointment to fill the vacancy on the Wrangell Medical Center board. This is an unexpired term ending October 2016. There was one letter of interest for that from Melinda White, and I will go ahead and appoint Melinda to that unless there's objection from anyone from the assembly. Hearing none, would you consider that for a point? Okay, and we were too late for the other board for the Southeast Regional Aquaculture, so we won't deal with that. Item 11, persons to be heard. This is an opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is not on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly member has a specific question regarding an item. And Clay Hammer is going to give us a SEPA update during this time.
Clay Hammer, 690 Evergreen. Just a real quick recap, I guess, of the goings on at the last SEPA meeting down in Ketchikan County. Pretty good meeting. Nothing contentious or anything like that, which is kind of nice. We reviewed the financials to date, and BDO, which is a large accounting firm that performs audits, member of their staff walked the board members through the recent SEPA audit. They reported that their findings showed no discrepancies in any of the financials and that everything was in good shape. So that went really well. The operations manager Henson reported that as far as projects go, that the Wrangell reactor project, as well as a circuit switcher out here in the Wrangell switch yard, that all has been concluded. It's all over, complete, and working just fine. This was a budgeted project scheduled for this construction season, and it was actually postponed until the end of the fishing season so as not to disturb the processors. Hanson reports that project was on time and under budget, so that went real well. That was that they postponed it was at the request of both Wrangell and Petersburg, because we were concerned for the time when they were changing those out, we had to go on diesels while they did that, and we didn't want to have to be on diesels while the processors were up and going. So anyway, they were pretty good at working with us on that and holding off until the latter end of the season there. Also, current project underway is the replacement of a large number of the helicopter pads used to access the transmission line for maintenance. As most of you know, a lot of those towers that are out there, there's virtually no way to get to the weather than hiking through the brush and stuff, and that's very difficult to do when you've got a bunch of tools and equipment and stuff like that. So access usually is done with helicopters, and the helicopters rely on those for, you know, safe touchdown spot. The original structures were made of wood and showing their age after more than 30 years of service. The replacement pads are made of aluminum, and I believe that they're expected to have a life expectancy in excess of 50 years or more. So that's going to be a real good long-term investment there. The contractor replaced the pads was awarded this year, and BAM Construction out of Ketchikan, which has done work for SEPA in the past and done a real good job, they got the bid for doing the installation. And they got about 50% of them done before the weather ran them off. And they anticipate as soon as snow lets up, well, they'll get started on it again in the spring and have the rest of them knocked out in pretty short order. The Swan Race project has cleared one of its final hurdles. There was an approval of an amendment to our existing FERC license allowing us to raise the dam to add to the existing water storage at that site. There was a little bit of friction trying to get that approved. There was, I think that it was AT&T filing on behalf of the Mahoney Group had kind of thrown a monkey wrench in the works there for a little bit. But I think that they were kind of wanting us to look at the Mahoney project maybe instead of just simply raising the dam. But FERC saw things our way, and they went ahead and approved that. The dam raise, so that was a good thing. Construction's set to start this coming calendar year, and that whole project is supposed to be done by the end of 2016. So that's a good thing. In other news, the approval of the 2016 operations plan, which basically dictates how far down we will draw the lakes down over the course of the coming calendar year, that was approved. That went pretty good. They also approved a volunteer maintenance plan for four Forest Service cabins in the SEPA operations area. It would be the Harding River, Eagle Lake, Reflection Lake, and Swan Lake. And basically, I think the Forest Service was looking at the possibility of maybe closing some of these out at some point, but because they're kind of in our operations area, and we go back and forth through them all the time, we decided it would be a good public service thing to take the maintenance aspect of those under our wing, and so the board approved doing that this time. There was an approval of an MOU with SARA, Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, for their operations adjacent to the Swan Lake Hydro Facility. They're looking at putting in some king salmon pens down there. So anyway, that went fine. I don't know when they're slated to start doing that, but I believe that's a long-term project, so that'll be good. Another business, the conclusion of the Bell Island geothermal exploration. Basically, the board decided not to pursue that effort due to the cost up front to continue and the large amount of risk associated with exploration of that nature. We did some preliminary work. And yeah, there's definitely some potential there, but it's a very, very risky proposition to take it to the next stage, and there just wasn't necessarily enough there to warrant the risk involved with us investing a whole bunch of money into it at this point. So not to say that somebody else can't come in there and do something with it, but we just didn't feel like the risk was worth the reward. And the last thing, of course, was the approval of this year's rebate. The total rebate was $1.5 million, and our cut, which is based on kilowatt hour sales, is $340,563. And this was larger than expected due to SEPA had put aside funds to help with the possible further exploration of the Bell Island geothermal project, and they held a little bit back in anticipation of the Swan project. We're not going to be doing the Bell Island. And the Swan project is fully funded now, so they've paid it on back to us. So, anyway, nice little shot in the arm for us. Anyway, that's all I got. Do you have any questions?
Thank you for
coming. Awesome. That's good.
Item 12, unfinished business. We don't have any unfinished business. Item 13, new business, 13A, proposed resolution number 12-15-1335, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, in support of full funding for the State of Alaska Harbor Facility Grant Program in the fiscal year 2017 state capital budget.
Move to adopt resolution number 12-15-1335, which supports funding for the State of Alaska Matching Grant Program for harbors.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I support this, but I just had a couple questions that you talked about in your manager's report, that the governor's put in $5 million right now, and that the number one project is $1.something million, and ours is five.
That list is down.
Yeah. But, well, my question was, is it possible to revisit the list and reduce ours so it would make, if $5 million stood? Okay.
The way it works is they're all submitted at a certain time, and that's whatever you submit is what at that point is done, and then they grade them. The state actually grades them and comes up with a priority list. So once you put it in, you can't change it.
Okay.
So.
And then secondly, right, that $5 million might not stand as it goes through the legislative process.
Might be zero.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Vogel, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13B, proposed ordinance number 913. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 14.09, prohibited practices, and chapter 14.11. Fees and penalties of Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add a new section 14.09.120 on penalty for violation and reference of fine schedule in Wrangell Municipal Code 1.20.050 and repeal section 14-11-015 on penalties. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on January 12, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
These penalties, are they standard from where they were before? I mean, there's been no changes in them. We're just documenting them.
Is that? That's correct. And the way it is now is that there's a section where you're seeing them repeal. It's fees and penalties. So we're taking the penalties out and putting them in Title I where they belong. And then there's also a few cleanups that we're doing based on what the Alaska court system says that we need to do.
Okay. Just making sure we aren't changing anything.
No.
Any further discussion? Double, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13C, proposed ordinance number 914, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on January 12, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? This is basically what you were referring to when previous ordinance. No further discussion publicly.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13E. D was taken care of under the consent agenda. 13E, approval of a professional design contract to Morris Engineering for the city dock electrical upgrades.
I move to authorize the borough manager to issue an electrical design contract award to Morris Engineering in the amount of $32,200 to be paid from the State of Alaska DC CED grants for the Wrangell City Dock Rehabilitations Project.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of amendments to the 2016 fiscal year budget.
Move to approve the budget amendments to the 2016 fiscal year budget as presented.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion?
Just like to have the finance director speak to.
Would you come forward?
What the changes are and.
Lee Burgess, 8.5 miles on the highway. So these are basically, some budgetary housekeeping, if you will. A lot of times budget amendments have to do with new information that's come up, suggesting that we should increase a budget amount that was approved. These, on the other hand, are basically clerics, if you will. And as much as I wish I could give a really great explanation as to why they were made, I don't really have that other than that, just the preparation of the budget from this year, a few things just obviously weren't caught. So the first on our list here was, and I was notified by, I think it was Clay Hammer or maybe it was Brooke, our electrical dispatch secretary, that a repair and maintenance item, an equipment repair and maintenance item in their budget just wasn't there. And normally it's there every year, and I think the past couple of years the budget amount's gone up $2,500. Just must have been deleted in error from that page of the budget. That's in the distribution department. The kind of the most significant item on here that we missed was there's an annual loan payment that we make to DEC in the amount of about $90,000, and so that's an annual payment, and that'll be finally paid off, I think, in about 2021, and so we make about a $90,000 payment. From the water department for that loan, and it, the amounts that were supposed to be on that page of the budget just were zero, which wasn't right. In fact, we owe about $90,000. I think the principal and interest payments change a little bit year to year, and that amount wasn't entered and wasn't caught until a month or two ago that I noticed it. So that's an amount we owed. There's money that we have in certificates of deposit at First Bank, money that was basically set aside internally to be able to make those payments such that they wouldn't result in raising the rates on water users. So that money is there and it's set aside. It's invested in such a way that it will mature as those loan payments come due. The main impact is that it didn't really represent the expenditures that fund was facing this year. So factoring that in, I think that the water department reserves are kind of a break-even scenario this year, and that's accounting for the ozone generator that was approved to be purchased. So they're kind of even. The last item was we decided to recommend increasing the finance department charges to other departments to account for administrative time that's spent helping different funds, primarily the enterprise funds. So the borough manager time spent, or the economic development director time spent. Working on projects that are really for the utility funds primarily. I think what happened there is usually, I think previously a portion of that was allocated out to Thomas Bay Power Authority when they were dissolved. The kind of percentage that I allocate out to those different funds wasn't really updated to accurately do that. So what this does is basically keeps that charges out amount the same, but to do so requires increasing the amounts charged out to those different funds in a way that was kind of spelled out in the memo. One thing on the list that was kind of struck from it was I was going to, at the request of the electric department increasing the capital purchases line item of the distribution budget because part of the system study that was done last year didn't come due to be paid until this year, and that wasn't put into this year's FY16 budget. So, however, I think because there was a decision made not to spend what was approved in that budget on the rate study, that there's basically enough in there to pay for that. So I tried to take that off the list kind of recently in the last couple of days. So that's kind of where we're at, mainly to correct scenarios that were mine.
Any questions? go ahead.
So, like, say numbers 5 through 10 are these charges out for finance and administration. The increases are quite a bit. So, you're saying it's just across the board, you guys have made the decision sort of internally to increase those admin fees that are charged to each department depending on how much staff time is utilized, basically.
That's right, and the increase was mainly to account for administrative time that previously was not charged out. So I think...
So previously it was being paid for, but out of a different part of the budget.
Well, previously the finance department would charge out to these same other funds that you see here. I think the total was probably around $120,000 a year. And so that, you know, that takes into account, you know, we have a utility accountant who pretty much all of her job is deals with that. This year it was recommended to be increased to about $160,000. And that was mainly to account for the administrative time that we decided to recommend be charged out for administration department staff. So the reason that these amounts seem kind of significant is because actually the increase that was recommended this year kind of was significant. It was about $40,000 increase in charges out that was recommended in the FY16 original budget.
Okay, so follow up. So that makes sense to me, increasing from 120 to 160, and I roughly added up the 5 through 10, what the new numbers, it was 160. Mm-hmm. So that's, but what the number was in the budget was only about 10 grand when you add those together. So in this, in my mind anyway, you're going from 10 to 160, not 120 to 160.
Yeah, so I think that in all of the budgets that to which we charged out the finance department charges, those budgets saw an increase. And that brought up the charges out to something less than what should have been allocated to them. In other words, if we didn't make any changes to the charges out based on what was put into those respective budgets, the charges out would be more like 150,000 instead of 160. So it's basically an error, I guess, in that, you know, if the allocation had been done evenly to these funds from the amount that we requested in the finance department budget, they would have basically been what's recommended here. And so this basically brings up the charges up to the amount that we put in the finance department budget. So those, in other words, those budget items increased, but not by enough to equally allocate out what we recommended in the original budget.
Well, I guess what I'm hearing you say is that, like, now everything matches to what you internally had agreed to.
That's right.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions? Thank you. Anything further? Follow up, please.
Assembly Member Stecker?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Attorney's file, a summary report we provide to the assembly. Executive session we have now, number 16, adjournment. We will adjourn at 7:58.